From Los Angeles, it's the Tom Likas Show.
You're not.
And now, here he is, Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where America gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. It's a different kind of a radio talk program. We're the radio talk show that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon, no. I am your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866.
Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again on the radio on this Martin Luther King Day, listening to the number 3 CD in America.
Yeah, yeah. Little Johnny Sideboy. That's right. Sugar Free. That boy Snoop Dogg. Okay, what's up, girl? And this nigga right here. Singing to a Nate Dogg.
Hey! Back in the days, I used to like bitches. But I tell you nowadays, bitches ain't. And if you wonder why I say this,
yeah, yeah.
I've had a lot of women and bitches think they slick. Swinging around, whenever I'm not around. Acting all sophisticated, spending money that she didn't make. I get so mad that I could slap her, acting like she Cleopatra. Ain't no need to ask. She's a slave to the money and I'm the master. No Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Don't let no girl, no bitch, no fan, no bed again. I'm just I keep my gun with me. I keep it right by my side. Don't take on beach, but she still jumps. I keep so come on, let's ride.
What's up with these hoes trying to play it, nigga? Go to court, these hoes straight, stay it, nigga. No more in your just stick to your throat. You ain't gon' get no child support. Plan a nigga like you for one and only. Stupid, hold your me and my homie. But I love you, girl. Nah, I was just playing. You say you love me if I was just paying. Why I gotta be like that? Why must I chase the cat? Or really, why must I chase the rat? Nigga, bitches, how about that? Bitch, hell no. Bitch, hell no. Bitch, hell no.
That's why I smoke Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Don't let no girl, no bitch, no fan, no bigger get in my way. I keep my gun with me, just please, I keep it right by my side. Big Bang, Long Beach, OG, Lil Jon, Nike, so come on.
There it is, Lil Jon of the East Side Boys. Nate Dogg, Snoop Dogg, Sugar Free, and Ubi. That's a very hot CD right now, and uses very descriptive language, language we couldn't use on the air. You heard all the bleeps in it, but it's also very similar to stuff we do say on the air. So how do you feel about this song, and how do you feel about the opinions expressed? It's 1-800-5800-TOM, 1-800-5800-866, Ruben. On the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Tom?
Not much, Ruben.
Man, I love your show. I'm glad I finally got a chance to get on. Those last two female callers, the one who had a, you know, sounded like she had a lot of financial assets and holdings. Her problem was, unfortunately, she was just another American bitch, and she proved it. Well, the last caller, she was just crazy. I bet she was one of those black women who was already light-skinned and who was taught a bunch of racist stuff from her parents. And now she's, you know, got a white guy, and she's going to marry him and have kids and probably tell them that they're not black and all that other stuff. But, you know, it really boils down to American women, like you say. American women are, for the most part, gold diggers.
Yeah, I think that these problems more and more have less to do with race and more to do with the fact that we're Americans. And,
exactly.
And these women have that attitude. In fact, I think white women have become a lot more like the stereotypical black women they see on TV shows. The one in the audience at Ricky Lake or any show with Star Jones. These women are starting to take on that attitude.
Yeah, now, and that's why. Why do you think hip-hop is so popular? Because they're just because, you know, some of the slang is different, you know, the messaging of music is still the same. You're not going to take my money. You're not going to set me up to take my money. You're not going to call them. You're not going to have an argument with me, then call the police and pinch yourself on the arm and say that I did something and I go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that happens. That does. I know people. I know somebody who did that to someone, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like you said, things are really messed up, but it comes down to economics. And, you know, the problem with dealing with a lot of educated black women, I've met a lot of them, is that they are aggressive a lot of times and are bitches because a lot of them don't look good. Because a hot woman, I don't care what she looks like, she doesn't have to go to school. You know, somebody's going to pay for her. Hot black women don't have this problem. Hot black women are not calling in saying this. It's the other black women who think that they are being called bitches when they're not even dealing with these type of individuals that buy this music and support this music for the most part. Those last two women weren't, they don't have any Little John or anything in their CD. They don't have Usher, you know?
Yeah.
And so it comes back down to, like I said, once again, black women, American women being bitches. And, you know, when you're a black man, not only do you have to fight this society with all the racism, and then you got the classism on top of that, because I didn't know what Jack and Jill was when I went to Berkeley when I got there, but a lot of light-skinned black folks knew what Jack and Jill was, which is like a fraternal organization that starts when you're little. You know, I didn't come from where they came from, so I didn't know anything about that. But you got to, as a black man, you know, I got to fight the world, and then I got to come home and fight you, too, if I choose to deal with that type of woman.
Yeah, well, on that, I agree with you 100%, Ruben. I'll tell you that right now. Tired of coming home to women, you know, trying to argue with me or tell me why I'm inadequate. I'm fed up. Fed up. Justin on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Tom, thank you for putting me on. I want to comment. I agree with what Ruben says 100%. The thing is that a lot of black men, women that I run into as an African American, a lot of black women, it's like they're kind of wishy washy. It's like if they see a successful person like me, well, right now, you know, I'm going to college, but at the same time, I'm working a good job and I'm making pretty decent money. But if they see somebody like myself, they automatically assume that I'm a sellout. But yet, if I'm rugged and rough and hardcore, rolling around with rims and stuff like that, they automatically assume that I'm a player. It's like you can't go which way with them. It's like it's like stuck between a rock and a hard place. And there's women that I have met, you know, black African American women that I've met, you know. It's like, it's the first number one thing. It's like, how much money you have, what kind of car you have, you know, that's the first thing that comes, and then everything else is second. You know, it's like they want have so many much high expectations for a brother than they would anybody, when any other race that they date, and that's what's so irritating. You know, it's very hard to find a woman, a black woman, that is, in my opinion, that's gonna just like you for who you are. Look, I'm a 25 year old man. I'm going to school. I'm making pretty decent money. They don't accept that. It's like, oh, you got to be made. You got to have a house. You have a car, and that's irritating. That's really irritating, Tom. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to say. And I just want to say that Ruben was right. You know, that last caller on there, you know, talking about a white dating a white guy, that's cool and all, but every black man out there ain't like that. You know what I mean? I got my stuff together, I'm cool, and it's just people like her that she don't give brothers like me a chance. She automatically sends me a sellout, and I don't appreciate stuff like that, Tom, and that's all I wanted to say.
Justin, thank you for the call. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. This is Tony on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Tom. This is where all these black guys who think they're making a social statement by going out with white chicks. These white chicks that you guys are going out with were probably raped and molested as kids, came up from some screwed-up family, alcoholic family, drug addict family, criminal family,
right,
welfare family.
Wait a minute. Any white woman who goes out with a black guy was probably abused or came from an alcoholic family.
In my experience, I've noticed...
Maybe she just fell in love with a nice guy.
In my experience, that hasn't been the truth. But from what I remember in high school, junior high school, college, and at work, that's what I've seen. A lot of these girls got into the drug scene, and they couldn't afford the drugs anymore, so they got with black guys. So
my experience has been that white women who go with black men are not necessarily abused or anything. They are generally fat or over the hill, or they've got kids, and nobody wants them with their baggage.
They've also been harassed as children, and they've gotten used to being harassed, and that's what black guys do to their women anyway. So I mean,
what?
They're
now that's a real generalization.
Well, why don't you talk to all the black women that have been calling up? They're telling you that the black guys harass them, and that's why they don't like them anymore.
Harass them how?
Any kind of harassment, Joe.
That's not harassment. What they were saying. They were saying black guys don't have their stuff together. Black guys don't have jobs. Black guys are lazy. They were saying things like that.
This is what it is. The women that are going out with them are like a 1970s Corvette that's had its odometer spun over, and it's got a bunch of junk in the trunk, and it's all dinged and rusted out, and the steering's all sloppy. That's basically what they're getting.
There you go. Very nice. Very good. I like how he got to the car analogy, finally. Of course, I guarantee you that 1976 Chevy Nova, the one that was my first car, no doubt a brother is driving that somewhere. No doubt about that.
Tom. 1-800-5800-TOM.
Oh, when I get to Canada, things happen.
The Tom Likas Show.
Show on 1-800-5800-TOM.
Thank you for tuning in. Steven on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm okay, Steve.
I had a question. You know, I've been meaning to ask you this for a while. I'm glad you brought it up about the rap music. The song you just played. If you were to hear that song on another radio station, they would censor, like, literally every other word in that song.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to your show. I hear the word bitch, ass, faggot, everything, but on other stations, rap music gets so heavily censored. And I was wondering, why does that happen? Is that at the discretion of the station? Is that, you know, who's doing the censorship of that?
Yeah, well, it's always the discretion of the station. The station decides how much chance they want to take playing something like that, whether it be with regulators or with advertisers or with female listeners or whatever criteria they use. Our audience is men, and so we only censor out the stuff we absolutely have to take out. We leave everything else in.
Well, as also for that song in particular, I'm a fan of lots of music, rap especially. I think songs like that are actually kind of goofy, and I think they're just a waste of time. I think,
Well, you do, but you do know that you're in the minority because it's the number three CD in America, and that's among all CDs, hip-hop, rock, anything.
Right. I mean, from a business standpoint, I suppose they're doing the right thing, but you look to have a forum for millions of people to hear what they got to say, and this is what they talk about. That's why I could respect more so a show like this, where they say, hey, Tom, what do you got to say? Let the people know how you feel, and you get to get all your issues and things out there, not spend, 16 tracks of, bitches and hoes and parties. I mean, I guess it's selling. I don't quite understand why myself.
Well, it all depends on what you do with your free time. Some people like to party in their free time. Some people like to read books and study in their free time. People are somewhere in between.
Right. And also, last thing, what you said about the black women.
Yeah.
Now, of course, it's a generalization. There's always exceptions to the rule. But I learned in life that's a route I just don't even take, Tom. I just don't even go there.
How so?
It's just, I don't know. I just don't even want to bother. The generalizations you get about black women, the being loud, being crazy. And I live in L.A. So, maybe the way the black women are, in Westwood is different than the way they are over on Slauson and, down there. Because the black women, they're crazy. They're loud. They're obnoxious. They're just crazy, I'm sure there's some that are great. From my experience of what I've seen with black women, I don't want to come home to one of those any night, let alone every night.
Well, and that's how I feel about women of any color.
Well, that's a good point.
If I come home and you're all mouth, I'm out.
That's true, that's true.
Put your mouth to some good work.
Well, I mean, a lot of the Mexican women, you come home with one of those and you have dinner and, you know, hugs for you. That's what I got at home.
Right. And they tell you you're right, you're right, you're right. Everything you say is right. What would you like for breakfast?
That's what I'm talking about. That's the route I went right there, Tom.
Sounds good to me, Stephen.
Well, hey, Tom, thank you very much. I don't want to take too much of your time. Can you take me out of African tribal style?
Absolutely, Stephen. Here you go.
Baninge, 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 sopenza.
Baninge, 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 sopenza.
It's 1-800-5800-TOM. That's our telephone number. Brian on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Tom, you're the dad I never had.
I am indeed.
Hey, I just wanted to point out about the caller, maybe two callers before, that was pretty racist sounding and comparing white women that black people date to cars and that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He might be right. You know, black women that date black guys might be finding out that they're a-holes. But that's just because that's who women date. Just like you say. And they're just switching.
That's just what women want, period. They want a-holes.
That's what they want. They're going to switch over to white guys and find out they're a-holes, too. See? And, you know, and that's exactly what you teach.
I'm proud to be an a-hole. So anyone who calls me an a-hole, it's not an insult.
Right. And that's what I wanted to point out, is that guy thought he was really smooth in pointing that out, but really they just haven't found out yet that all men are like that.
Right.
All men that they want to date anyway.
Exactly.
Well, anyways, cool. Thanks, Tom. Take me out, JFK, with Thank You, Jesus.
Senior or junior, Brian?
Senior.
Senior. Here you go.
Thank you, Jesus!
Sean on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Tom.
Yes. Doing okay.
Long time waiting, but thanks for putting me on.
Absolutely.
Let me start with this. First of all, okay, I don't make a lot of money, and I don't have a great job. I'm balling out of control, and I own my own company. I live in Los Angeles, California. I live in the canyons above Sunset. Now, let me tell you about women, black or white. Guys, and listen to this, guys. Guys need to get their stuff together. Because all women want money. All women want things. Some are just easier to please. Now, a lot of black women that I've dated, of course, you know, just like the other caller said, you have your obnoxious, loud black women. But you have some really nice, respectable, educated, classy black women as well. But, you know, I do find that black women are a little bit easier to please when it comes to financially wise. They don't really want that much. They want you to pay for dinner. They might want some jewelry, some things like that. But I'll tell you this, the white women that I date, and this might make some of these guys, white guys out there, a little bit mad, because I don't date fat, ugly white women. I date drop-dead, gorgeous white women, models, expiring actresses. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes, I do.
Okay, great. Now, what they want, or what they seem to be, what their goal isn't just jewelry, dinners, clothes, stuff like that. They want titles to cars. They want titles to property.
Yeah, they want you to buy them a condo.
Exactly. They want CDs in their name. They want accounts and stuff like that.
Well, you're certainly right about that, Sean. I'll tell you that.
The Tom Likas Show. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From Los Angeles at 1-800-5800-TOM. It's Michael. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
Not much, Michael.
Yeah, I'm just calling about the African-American women. And if they would realize that most other cultures, they do sit there and support their men. If you ever notice, black men that have their own business, it's a black man by himself. In other cultures, you see the wife working there, like Latin women, Asian, other cultures, the wife is in there helping with the business. Black women want men to already have their business before they even want to mess with them. And that's the problem with black women nowadays. I only date Latin women. Me and all, I have three other brothers, and all we ever date is Latin women.
Mm-hmm.
We don't mess around with black women, and that's because they're like that. And if they weren't like that, it would be different. They don't want to sit there and support their man and be like, okay, let's go through the struggle together. They want you to already have a business before they'll even talk to you, instead of going through the hard times with you and having you get something and build something. They already
want. Well, guess what? You know, that's to your advantage. What you do is you can bang everything from here to New York, for God's sake.
No, I understand that, but it's still the fact that, like, why are they sick? If I wasn't, I don't want to mess with you. Once I get everything I want, I'm not going to marry you, you know, because they're sitting there looking for
a husband. What are you saying? Once you got your business together and your company together, and then you can afford a white chick? Is that what you're saying?
No, not a white chick. I don't want any chick. I would just rather bang everything out there.
There you go. All right, good.
I'm not going to sit there and waste my time with no women. I'm just going to sit there and bang everything. Why do I want to get married? I'm already established. The point is why I'm trying to get established. If you're there with me through the hard times, then so be it. But if you only want to be with me once I have everything, I don't have time for you. I'm not going to get married once it's time for me to have fun after I made all my money.
Yep, there's a lot of women like that out there. This is E on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm glad I listen to your show a lot, and I'm glad I got a chance to speak up. It's not about any color. All women want to get taken care of. And you know what? It's some of these ballless men that go ahead and they're a little ugly maybe, and so they spoil the chick to try to get the good-looking chick. And that's all she used to. After that, she's ruined. She's no good. And I hear a lot of callers calling in about black women are loud and stuff like that. Any woman that can be heard in an establishment and surroundings and public affairs is not a woman. She's a moron. And the guy that's dating is obviously a moron, too. There's no reason why you should be heard. I'm not to be so nasty to say better get seen and not heard, but truthfully, that's how it should be. And then you have a lot of them calling in, well, oh, well, black women treated me bad or black guys treated me bad. I mean, how old are they? I mean, for real, most of this stuff was going through high school. People were just trying to bang. I mean, I used to come out of high school and see all the girls that I wanted to bang were getting picked up by the old guy because they wanted sugar daddy. They spoil, and some of these men should spoil these dumb broads, and we wouldn't have this problem. And I'm from Buffalo. It's not, I mean, if anybody that's been to Buffalo, most average girl is a bitch. That's all to it.
Really?
I mean, that's it. I mean, and the ones that are...
And there's a lot of fat bitches there.
A lot of chunky ones. A lot of chunky bitches.
Yeah.
No, but believe it or not, it's a good amount of ones that not chunky, but the reason is you don't see them because the other guys already got them. The fat ones are the ones that's walking around complaining, oh, he's no good, and he's this, and he's that. And
or the hot chicks have all moved to New York City, or L.A., or Chicago,
yeah,
or somewhere else.
Or they're driving, or they're in their nice house, you know, taking care of the kids. Like
that's right.
Or whatever.
Or they're in Toronto or something.
Exactly. They don't want to stick around here. They're on vacation right now, you know.
Yeah.
Or some guys that's lucky to got them, you know, they keep them. And believe me, the hot ones that the guys who got, you won't see them outside.
If the hot chicks don't stay in Buffalo, they go elsewhere, or they marry somebody with money, and then they you never see them again.
Yeah, right. Basically. Or they're doing something. Or they actually have a life. They have a real life, for real. And, you know, and it's the chunky ones you see that you go out to the bar and see that the bar. How are you going to pick anybody? I mean, please, seriously. It's the one that's got the problems. The loudmouth ones are the chunky ones, are the losers, or the ones that were prom queen and now that had that kid and she's a fat piece of nothing, you know. And now all of a sudden they want a man. No, you wanted the guy with the hot, flashy car. And now he got you pregnant and you got this kid and you're fat and you're ugly now. And now you want to complain about all black guys are so bad or black women are so bad. I mean, they got to get a grip. It's sad. It's just so sad. It's not color. Women want to be spoiled. If I was a woman, hell yeah. If I could find somebody that was going to pay for everything, take care of everything, I don't got to go out in the cold, the hot, or nothing.
Women don't do that. Women are the cheapest creatures in the world.
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Do you care, Elise?
You know what? I really don't, but that's okay. I got on the air.
It's the Tom Likas Show.
Tom Likas Show at 1-800-5800-TOM. It's DJ. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, DJ.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I was driving home, and I just got so enraged I had to call in.
Tell us why.
I keep hearing, well, first of all, I think rap music is a travesty. You know, it's so negative, and it's a systemic thing. These black men have been told for generation after generation that they're nothing and they're not going to be anything. And what they're doing is projecting how they feel about themselves onto the black women. And this is horrible. Some of the greatest black women in the world raised these men and were there when their fathers left them. I raised two children on my own, put myself through undergrad, and am going through law school. And I'm a black woman. I'm not a bitch. I'm not a after your money or anything else. I want my own. And there's a lot of other good black women out there just like me. And I'm hearing all this negativity towards black women, and I'm just enraged. It's horrible. It's just really horrible. On Martin Luther King's birthday, here we are talking about bitches and hoes and everything else, when we as black people need to be coming together. We've digressed instead of progressed.
Well, you know, we just don't do that as human beings. We just don't naturally do that. It's every man for himself. I don't care what color you are.
Well, I just have to call in to say I'm not the typical listener who agrees that rap music's okay and black women are this way or white women are that way. As your previous caller stated, people in general, you know, there's some good, there's some bad. But the way the rap music just, you know, beats us down as women is ridiculous. It's horrible.
But, again, as I said to an earlier caller, what's worse, the music or the fact that millions and millions of people buy the music and agree with it? I mean, and yeah. If you think there's something wrong with that, is it because everybody is delusional? Is there any truth in what everybody is saying about women?
I think there, as with any kind of rumors, there are a group of women, and that's definitely true about. But then the kind of women that they're running across is not the kind of women that, like, such as myself and the previous caller that had the masters. They're running across the hood rats, okay? So you meet some of those, and then you just generalize. All black women are that way. I totally don't fit the mold. And I grew up in the worst neighborhoods you can think of. I grew up in South Central and everything else, and mother without a father figure and all that other stuff. But I rose above that because I could. They're just wallowing in their misery and blaming it on black women, so they have to say all these negative things about black women. And it's insulting. It's ridiculous.
And why is it you think they're doing it?
They have a self-loathing, a self-hatred.
Wait a minute, though. If they were raised by women, where did it come from?
I think it came from the fact that women, black women especially, are strong. We've had to bear all the burdens of society, of racial burdens, of the fact that half of our men couldn't handle all the pressure of the world in general, the white pressure, the family pressure, the poorness. And they leave. All you have are the women there. And then I feel, in a sense, that they're rebelling against that. I don't know why. They should be appreciative, and they should be bowing down to black women. There's a few bad apples, but we are strong. We are awesome.
But now let me speak as a man of no particular color, just as a man. Men don't like strong women. I mean, it's great if your mother's a strong woman and you need somebody to pay the rent. That's wonderful. But as a man looking for a relationship, I'm not looking for a strong woman. I'm looking for a woman who will honestly shut up. I don't want somebody who's large and in charge mouthing off to me when I come home. I don't want to hear it.
No, I'm not saying that.
I think black men and white men, and I think we all feel the same way. No, I think the only difference is I think more white men knuckle under and become pussy whipped than black men.
No, you're missing. It's not aggressiveness. It's assertiveness and assurance. It's not. Wait just a minute, Tom. It's not mouthing off. It's being sure of yourself. And as one of your callers...
Well, why would anybody object to somebody being sure of themselves? That's not what it is. It's women who get in your face.
Okay, that's that group of women. What I'm trying to get...
That's a big group.
That we're not all that way. I'm not...
No one said you're all that way.
I'm totally... I'm hot. I think I'm hot. I'm a 36 double B, 24, 36. I have a scholarship to law school, which means I'm pretty smart as well. And I'm beautiful. So... I don't know what these callers are saying. The dog.
Well, where's the father of your kids? Where'd he go?
Well, he's in high school. I have two children in high school.
Why'd you do that?
Well, I was a product of the ghetto and everything else. But you know what? I saw that, and I rose above it, and I brought my girls out of the ghetto, and I raised them in suburbia, and they're doing excellent now. They're straight-A students, and...
And what will you do if they come home knocked up?
They won't. They won't. They're in college now.
They
have learned from my mistakes, and they told me that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hope you're right.
Of course I am.
I mean, well, history does repeat itself, you know. People who are abused by their parents become abusers. People who are molested, people who come from homes with domestic violence. Mom punches dad, or dad punches mom. The kids repeat that behavior. So why wouldn't your daughters repeat what you did?
Because, as I said, they're smart and they've learned from my mistake. One is a pre-med. The other one runs a company, and she's barely out of college. You know, so I feel like they did learn from my mistake, and I'm very proud of them. Two strong black women who are absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, Tom. You would just bow down to them.
Really?
Tall, slim, long hair, beautiful chocolate women.
Ooh. Sounds good to me. You leave that number with Dino.
No. You're too old.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866.
You know the definitions of the word slut and the word bitch, right?
No.
A slut is anyone who's had more sex than I've had. You know what a bitch is?
What's that?
A bitch is a slut who'll sleep with everybody but me.
The Tom Likas Show.
Tom Likas Show at 1-800-5800-TOM. It's Albert. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Albert.
First time, long time.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on the lady that was just calling about how she was a strong black woman and that you know, all men should bow down to her. Now, there is a difference between, I'm speaking from a black man's perspective, of having a nice, independent woman that's there to compliment you. But, just as you said, we don't want somebody that's going to be up in our face telling us what we need to do and not, in a sense, taking care of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I want my women to get down on their knees in front of me. That's how I feel.
Well, exactly. I mean, the biggest difference is, you know, you want,
I want them to get on their knees, get down there, and show me some respect.
That is exactly it, without having to fight for it.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. Keep it up.
All right. That, too. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. Let's say hello to Aaron on the Tom Likas Show.
Yeah, hi, Tom. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. I'm glad I got through.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something that you may not believe. Your call screener had a hard time believing it when I called in. But what I'm about to say is going to take the carpet right underneath the last caller. Not the last caller, the gentleman, but the lady that had called about being a strong black woman. I'm 32 years old. I was adopted when I was 6 weeks old by a white family. I am African American. I'm 6'4". I look like a basketball player, bald head. I have never been raised by not a black family. I have never been raised by a black woman. I grew up listening to Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. Had a little bit of Stevie Wonder in there. I was blessed to get into that. But as I grew up in my community, there were no black people around the community. I grew up in a northwest suburb of Chicago, a fairly upper middle class area. And when I got older and I started realizing that I was a black man, that even though I'm an adult now, I am a black man, and it was important for me to identify with my own people, more of a connection. So I don't understand the struggle, but as I got older, I've been through the struggles. I have always made a point to me and myself to, and I don't have anything against white women, Asian women, any type of women, but I like black women. And you know what? I'm finding out the exact same things. I've dated a spectrum from the educated ones to the quote-unquote hood rat types to every last one of them. They don't, for some reason, I get racism from the small percentage of the white folks, the small percentage, and then a lot of it from black people as well. So I am what isn't called utterly confusion. You might call me an identity crisis, but all these things that these black males have been calling up and saying, I understand completely. Because unless I'm rolling the bankroll, unless I have rims in my car, I was just at the Crenshaw Mall today, for, you know, the Martin Luther King parade was down there, and I wanted to support that. Nobody looked at me. I mean, I wore a tie. I wore, you know, just coming back from work. I worked for an asset management company. But when I go down there with some Sean John, when I go down there with some Air Force Ones, if I had rims on my car, all of a sudden everybody would be looking at me. So I don't, I can't believe that lady just called and said that. I was not raised by a black woman. I love my black women, but it's just, it comes down to, you know, I can't win for lose. So how can I sell out of something that I never was in the first place?
Well, that's a very good question, and it'll have to remain a rhetorical question. But thank you. David, hello. David.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Here we are.
No, my name's David.
Dana?
David.
David, I said David.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tom. How are you?
Do you care?
Well, I do.
I'm doing
long
great.
Long time, first time.
Thank you.
Listen, I want to first start off by saying, Tom, you always say that white guys are hardwired for your program.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
But yet tonight, you allow so many people to call in and bash black guys for the attitudes, for being straightforward, for being...
They may have been bashing, but I wasn't agreeing with them. In fact, I went ahead and said when I played this song on the air that the song pretty much agrees with what we say here.
Right, but yet so many white guys seem to be offended or... angry, or just, including yourself, it appears, as well as guys like Tim Conway Jr., Howard Stern.
Well, I wish we had more time, David, but we're out of time.
The Tom Likas Show.